Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 6th. We are going to be talking about everything that happened last night on the feeds. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am joined by two guests today, both Alex and Brent. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Woo.
Woo.
Day. The first, live eviction day.
Yes.
Like we've been watching this season for a year and a half. And
this is like a true throwback Thursday because it's me, Ian, and Rob tonight, like old times, and it's the three of us this morning. I'm into
That's right.
It.
Yeah, someone's really good at booking the guests and scheduling.
Yes, we love them.
Yes.
Really thought this through.
Well, there's not a whole lot to update. We kind of debated whether or not we were going to do this, but I figured there's some important stuff to talk about, and we decided to get two of these people on with me so that we can really debate this stuff because there's not a whole lot to update on. So I think the first thing we need to update you guys on is that Christmas had her MRI, and she came back. She has, in fact, broken her foot. So this is an unfortunate situation. However, she was told, you have the choice. You can leave or you can stay in the game, but we're not going to change any of the competitions for you. And she chose to remain in the game.
Yes.
Also, just like if your video doesn't have sound, refresh.
Thanks. Yes.
All right. Moving forward. Yes. Christmas.
Yes, yes, as an ongoing thing, just for everybody who joins us in the chat, whenever we start, the sound is off, so you always have to restart when we come on. I know it's stupid, but that's the way Facebook Live works. Yeah, she has two broken bones in her foot. They say that they're not going to change any of the competitions for her. I'm dubious of that. I think they might switch a few things down the line, but you know, that's Big Brother. It's just, you're going to have to go with the flow on this one.
Contingencies. Yeah, they did say they might have some. I mean, I will say, like, modern Big Brother, even more so than back in the day, more and more, I think competitions are like some kind of like speed thing where everyone's in a lane or some kind of time trial. There's more of that than ever before. So, like, you know, common logic says, like, yeah, an injury may be good for Christmas because we've seen how an injury is good for someone in the past. But yeah, I don't want to discount the fact that there may be a lot of competitions coming up that she can't plan. Like, a lot.
Yeah, she essentially will probably have to sit out of a fair amount of them, especially if she's not even able to get her foot wet. We know a lot of these competitions have a water element to them.
Molasses or mustard or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not even going to be her call. It's the doctor's call, whether or not she can participate in the competition to begin with. And then after that, she still has to win it. So there's a couple different things going on. But, Taryn, that's just if she even gets to those competitions, because we got shit to talk about.
It's true. So the last time we updated you on the state of this vote, it was looking like it was going to be 7-5 with Josh as the secret seventh vote to keep Christmas. However, last night, Josh, he was very busy. He talked to Mark. He talked to Matt a little bit. He talked to Paul again, and he had a long talk with Christmas. Then he had a talk with Jason and Alex and them. And by the end of the night, he was feeling all confused and conflicted. Brent.
Yes. Well, he's given his word to both sides. He's emphatically said to both sides, I'm with you. Don't worry. I'm telling the other side what they want to hear. I thought for the longest time, I even did a Periscope last night because I wasn't sure we were going to do anything today. And because I thought Josh's vote was locked in, saying that, you know, people don't worry. Josh hasn't given the other side any information. And I really do believe that still. There's an element of Josh who wants to make Paul happy. He hasn't divulged everything that he has talked about with Paul and Christmas to the Alexes and the Jasons of the world. On the flip side, he has divulged to Paul and Christmas things that Cody and Alex and Jason have said to him. So I think there's an element of that there, but you're right. He did say on the live feeds, after everybody went to bed and he was talking to himself in the dark. And by the way, so cute. I love it when people do this. They are talking to themselves and Josh is one of these people. He's like, is the camera on me? Is it on me? Like, are you guys, like, he wants the camera to like nod up and down. Yes, we're watching you. Please talk to us. But seriously, he is torn because he has loyalties to both people in both sides. And I don't think he really wants to vote out Christmas or Jillian, but he's going to have to.
Yeah, it's funny, the, you know, asking if the camera is on you, you know, because we know that Steve tried to talk to the cameras a lot and then discovered after the season that the cameras were on him maybe like a fourth of the time. So it's a valid question. But yes,
I think it's a valid question, but you have to know when. I mean, Josh picked a good time, maybe unknowingly, but, you know, everyone else is asleep. No one's up in the HOH room talking. They're all the lights are all out. So this is a good time for the cameras to probably be on somebody who is, and he knows it, the swing vote. That's the other thing. I said in my Periscope that I thought, well, maybe Josh doesn't even know he's a swing vote. He just wants to be good for both sides. But Bitch knows, and he knows he is the seventh vote, or he could be the sixth vote to tie it up.
Yeah, he's basically discovered that both sides recognize that he is probably the swing vote and that both sides are going to be angry with him if he goes the other way. And, he, you know, he had this idea that he was going to be able to hide this and he was going to be able to lie about his vote. But I think his talk with Christmas, it didn't go as well as it should have. Christmas, you know, she talked a lot about him and like, you need to be doing, like, you're doing so much better now. And like, I'm really proud of you, but not a lot about like, I'm going to help you integrate into my alliance and like, you're going to be with me. And he was really not happy about that, because then he goes and talks to Alex and Jason and they're like, dude, you're with us. You're with us. We're a solid group. And that's what Josh is looking for. He's looking for a group. And this is unfortunate because after Josh talks to Christmas and Paul and all of them, they're all saying like, yeah, Josh is with us. We're taking him to jury. We like Josh. After he talks to Alex and Jason, they're like, we're just going to pretend we're in alliance with him, but we're not actually in an alliance with him. So he's getting the wrong read from these people. But that brings up the question, Alex, what would you do if you were Josh? What, like, this is asked by Carrie in the chat, is what's the right move here?
It's tough, right? I mean, he's already positioned himself in such a way where, like, whichever way he goes, that other side is going to know that he didn't vote with them. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, it's very clear at this point which way the vote swings is gonna, everybody knows that Josh sits in the middle, and that's part kind of a problem. You know, like, the sides have become divided enough in the house where people see when Josh leaves and talks to one group versus talking to another group. And like, if you're gonna be doing that stuff, you don't want anyone to be, you know, visibly noticing every time you're doing it. Man, I'm really having a hard time deciding what the right play is here for him.
I have an idea. Well, two things. I think the right move is evicting Jillian because for us, which I know he doesn't care about, but we'd probably have to put up with her all summer if she doesn't go now. Yeah. But number two, I think he wants big targets in front of him. And I don't care what you say. Even Christmas with a bum leg is a bigger target than Jillian will ever be. And somebody like Josh needs to keep as many targets in the house. And he does seem to realize that in his talk with us last night. He was talking about the fact that he doesn't want Cody and Jessica to go anywhere. He's fine. He doesn't like them. He hates them, but he wants them in the house because he feels like he needs it. Here's what's going on with Josh. It's so appropriate. The last summer, it was PP with Paul and what's his face, the other guy.
Other Paul.
Yeah, I know, right? It's Josh is feeling power hungry and he's paranoid. He's power hungry because he reads the house correctly, that he is the swing vote here. And he is all about telling us, like, you know, those guys, they made an alliance without us. It was the nine of them upstairs and we were on the outside. And now, you know, we're the chosen ones. We're the people who are important. And on the other hand, his safety is also ending. I know Rob has been on him because he hasn't been as much team good feeds as we thought he was going to be. But I think a lot of that was because Bitch was safe. I mean, he's been safe for 16 days now, okay? But now that's ending, and he really feels the throat of the game coming around his neck, it's squeezing him is what I'm trying to say. He feels his air being cut off, I feel like, because he's realizing I may not be safe anymore. Like, they may still put me up. He's insisting that he win HOH, and he thinks that's going to smooth everything over. I actually think that's the worst thing for him that he could do is win HOH, because that would remind people about Josh. Whereas right now, I think whoever becomes the HOH is going to have multiple targets in front of them.
And yeah, it's really hard for me to sit here and be like, oh, what's the best move for Josh? Because I just want Jillian to go so bad. So I know I'm not objective here. So it's very difficult.
Yeah, it is tough. I think either way, there's not a huge difference, to be honest, for Josh, you know, moving forward in the game. It's so very early. And he really isn't ingrained in either side. However, I do think there's something really valuable to having Paul as a secret ally in the way that he does. And, you know, Paul is somebody, if he feels like he has Josh, especially since he's going to feel like he's lost Kevin when Kevin turns out to be voting the other way, he'll feel like Josh is my only secret weapon at this point. And Paul is somebody that is, I mean, you know, say what you want about Paul. He's very loyal to the people he feels like he's got on his side. And so if Paul feels like he can drag Josh along, that's a really great thing for Josh, especially if nobody even recognizes that it's true, that it's happening. And if he votes against Christmas here, he's going to lose Paul for a group of people, none of whom even like him very much. So I really think probably the better move here is to evict Jillian, but I'm not sure he can see that because he sees this block of couples plus Paul as like this this group that he can't get into, that he doesn't trust these couples. He doesn't trust Mark. He doesn't trust Matt. He feels like they would have taken a shot at him week one if he hadn't had that safety. So it's a tough thing to do. Nikki.
Yeah, that's the issue. Oh, sorry. Just 1 second, really quickly. The thing that Josh is torn about is that he really doesn't like people on both sides. It's very much like a base level, like high school stuff. Like he doesn't like all the jocks. Like he doesn't like Cody and Jessica, but he also doesn't like Mark. And he also doesn't like Matt. Like he thinks that all these people were upstairs in the HOH room. They were living the high life while he was down with the peasants. And now he's got some power. It's like that movie. I'm sure there's a movie where, you know, like the nerd, and he's not a nerd, but he's a bit of an outcast in the house, you know, comes to power and has power over the bullies, you know, who, you know, terrorized him in the beginning. And that's, I know that's not how it really happened because Josh has been safe the entire time, but that's how it feels to him. He feels like that he has been put upon by the house, and that he has never been in with the quote unquote in crowd. So I think more than anything, he just wants to do the right thing here. But I agree with you about the Paul thing. He needs to make sure that he solidifies his relationship with Paul. I do know that he was called to the diary room last night, and we haven't heard from him since. And I was really hoping that the diary room would asks questions in such a way that sort of reminded Josh how valuable it is to be with somebody like a fan favorite like Paul, especially when the Den of Temptation is involved. You know, like, you know, hey, if you vote with Paul's side, you know, and you make Paul happy and he's a fan favorite, do you think that you have a better chance of getting the temptation? I don't know if that floats in, you know, or if that's going to carry any water with somebody like Josh, but I'll take anything I can get at this point to get rid of Jillian.
Yes, Nikki asks, do you think if Christmas or Paul knew that Josh is about to flip, that they would be able to flip him back? Alex, what do you think about this?
I think they would be more inclined to be saying some of the right things that I think they haven't been saying so far. Like, you know, you talked about it earlier, like they left the conversation with Josh and then we're talking about like, I think we want to take Josh to jury and stuff like why aren't you telling Josh that? Like, Josh needs that kind of confirmation to know that you're in his group, to know that you plan on taking him far. Like, it's the kind of thing that you want to say to him, not just about him. So I think they're kind of counting on him and as a result, underestimating how much work maybe they should be putting in terms of incentivizing him and convincing him that they actually will protect him down the road.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think Christmas could bring Josh back if she found out that he was wavering. But I feel like if Paul thought that Josh was wavering, Paul would just go full force. He'd start threatening, and he would push Josh away.
Well, so, but that's what Jason did last night, though. Jason cornered Josh in the storage room. This is the first time we got an inkling that maybe something was going on because Jason got Josh in the storage room and was like, you know, dude, because Josh kept wanting to talk about the HOH competition upcoming, and Jason was having none of it. He was like, you know, dude, as long as you're with us, as long as you're with our six, you know, we're good. You know, it's the six of us together. We have to be six strong. And Josh kept deflecting, which is why I thought he was going to ultimately vote to save Christmas. But it doesn't feel like that now, because as time has gone on, it does feel like he has become more and more with the Jillian side of things.
Yes. And I mean, something else to consider. I have put a poll up on Twitter. It seems, I mean, granted, this is not BBOTT. Who knows how accurate my poll is, but it seems as though the general consensus, at least for the people who watch the feeds and follow me on Twitter, is that they want to give this, this next, I wanted to call it a care package, temptation to Christmas. However, if Christmas leaves, we could see it go to somebody else. Alex is in second place on my poll. However, the other category also has a large portion of the vote, so it could go anywhere if Christmas leaves. Do you guys have any idea where this might go?
Do we care?
The ring of replacement. Oh, no, we don't care.
I mean, maybe Kevin. I mean, it's sort of a like a wonky power anyway. I mean, I guess in the right circumstances with the right exact timing, it could be useful. But other than that, I really don't think it's worth much. So I mean, like, I mean, I guess it could go to Christmas, but who cares?
Yeah, it's really such a non-issue. I mean, like,
I'm more into the one that's coming after.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah, the halting hex. Yes. I think the one way it could be remotely valuable is if Christmas does stay, she does get it, then she could theoretically use it to help backdoor Cody. If Cody gets picked, she could pull him and replace him. But I mean, either way, it's even that, like, that's the most effective use of it, really. And even that's just kind of like, okay, that's just making for a more boring week, I guess. Like, yeah, right.
Right. Hey, I saw a comment in the chat earlier that said that, you know, why are we so biased? First of all, I'm always biased. Okay. But I put that on the table though. But what I'm saying objectively is that I do believe that getting rid of Jillian is his best bet for a variety of reasons, which Alex and Taryn have, talked about, mainly because of the fact that that side of things really they don't like him. They don't trust him. The fact that he was wavering a little bit was enough for Alex and Jillian to say, you know what? Well, you know, we're just telling him that we're in an alliance, but you know, it's not really worth anything. Like, it's not worth the paper that it's printed on. So I really do feel like going with Paul is his best bet for a variety of reasons, not which his trust in Paul, keeping a bigger target in the house, and of course the fact that Jillian's group doesn't really trust him all that much.
Yes, I'm biased. I have to watch these people all day. Christmas is like going after people and like talking about like beating people up with their crutches, and Jillian is a houseplant. So sorry. This is a factor. If you want to say it's not a factor, then why are they giving out temptations like hotcakes? Of course, it's always going to be a like this is part of the game now.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to note is that obviously he has no relationship with Cody and Jess. They still hate him. He has barely any relationship with the outsiders, with Alex, Jason, and Jillian. They tolerate him because he's on the outside with them and they need his number, but they said themselves they don't even really want to be in an alliance with him. They don't want to be that associated with him. Right. Whereas the other group really does. They said amongst themselves, we do want to take Josh to the jury.
They need to tell him that, though. That's the problem. He thinks that they're set. He thinks he's on the outside of that alliance, okay? He feels like there's no way in, where he has this other group, the Jillian group, saying, you know, we want you inside of our group. And so I feel like there's also a little bit of Josh that feels like he doesn't want to betray his other fellow nerds, so to speak. Like, he knows these people were all like him. They were all on the outside looking in of the established 9-person alliance that was previously in power in the house. And he doesn't really want to go against them, but it really is his best bet.
Yes. Next question from Brenda. What are the odds of Christmas staying? So, I mean, we've talked about what is the best move for Josh, but where do we think Josh is actually going to land here? Brent, do you have any thoughts on this?
I really think it's 50% right now. I'm sorry, you guys. And I really do think that we're not going to know what's going to happen until Josh casts the vote on live TV. I mean, it's really one of those things where the feeds are going to go down for a good portion of the day. And unless I see something really definitive, I'm really not going to believe Josh, because he's been so torn about this. And I do feel like there is a big part of Josh that does not want to disappoint Paul. I know he's thinking all this other stuff, but he's still going to have to pay the piper when those votes come in. And if he realizes that he's done Paul wrong, and he really loves Paul, he's like, I love that kid. I feel like we have the same upbringing. You know, we have a lot in common. And he always talks about Paul. He's like, you know, Paul says this. He's such a great guy. I do disagree with Alex a little bit. I can't remember which one of you said it, but I think that Paul actually might be the better person to go to talk to Josh, because that they really just have some sort of bond that seems almost unspoken in Josh's eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say like 45%. So yeah, it's about there. I mean, very only close. Based on like the last thing we heard had me thinking he might be leaning Jillian. But yeah, feeds today, which most of which, as Brent alluded to, we're not going to see. So that's really going to be, yeah, I mean, today is going to determine a lot of
it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, basically, I mean, from my point of view, based on what I heard Josh say last night, if nothing changed, I think he's going to evict Christmas. He talked about, you know, I love Christmas. I love Paul, but I don't think it's best for my game to do this. I would only be doing it because I love them. That's never a good place to be when you're making a decision. Ultimately, you always go with the selfish option, the thing that you think makes the most sense for you. And if that's how he's feeling right now, then I think that's the way he's going to vote. That could absolutely change. I think there's a huge percent chance that you know, he talks to Paul or to Christmas and he changes his mind about what's best for him. But I think if nothing changes from where we are now, if he doesn't get checked in with Paul and Christmas, then I do think he's going to evict Christmas. However, I literally just saw a tweet from Christmas saying I have to check back in with Josh.
I was just going to say, yes, exactly. Christmas and Paul, they did, first of all, two things. They are going to check in with Josh today. They said they were going to talk to him and have a good long talk. Great. But last night, they really dropped the ball. I mean, I think it was Stina Nitz on Twitter who said, you know, when the night before an eviction vote, if the vote is at all close, you do not go to bed before the other votes go to bed. And Paul and Christmas totally left Josh alone for a great portion of the night. Really dropped the ball here. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe they don't, you know, it's very easy for us on the outside to see how important Josh is, but Josh realizes how important Josh is. So I have to believe that Paul and Christmas do.
Yeah, we really need to reevaluate how good Paul is if he loses this key vote to the persuasion powers of Whistle Nuts.
Yeah. All right. So this is going to be an exciting eviction. We really, I mean, just in general, this whole week has been very, very exciting. This is a great first week. We're not seeing a House vote at all. We're seeing a 7-5 or 6-6 vote almost definitely. And we don't even know which way it's going to go the morning of. So it should be an exciting show. It should be an exciting podcast with Brent and Ian. So make sure you check all of that out. We will be back tomorrow, I believe, with Rob Sesternino himself to be updating you guys on everything that happens with the new HOH, who the potential nominees are going to be. It'll be very exciting. So make sure you check that out. And thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.